We're going to hear next about how the same technology used to commit crimes can also be used to help combat them. The business of human trafficking is taking place more and more online and on cell phones. Now, mobile technology is being applied to help stop human trafficking. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Sarah Lerner reports that developers are merging human rights work with their interest in creating smartphone apps.
A dozen computer science students at the University of Washington are in the middle of a hackathon.
Okay, because tilt, that could happen accidentally. We don't want them to accidentally close the app.
Sophomore Laura McFarlane and her teammates are building a smartphone app. Hacking isn't always a bad word. A hackathon is a get-together for tech developers. They create new things in a short amount of time. This one is sponsored by Microsoft and features all-female global participants, and the theme is combating human trafficking. McFarlane's app would offer one way for teenagers being trafficked to connect with resources, like a hotline number or a chat room where they can get help.
One of the requirements of this project was to make it covert, so it was kind of not easily detectable, and it is for girls who are ages 11 to 21.
So the app, they call it Blossom, is disguised to look like it's just about fun for teens.
And we thought, how appropriate, why not have it be like a fashion, lifestyle, celebrity gossip app, but with a real, actual purpose underneath.
McFarlane had learned that the girls usually do have smartphones. Yao Anakwa is the poster child for a guy actually making money in a tech career with a humanitarian side.
I think it's fantastic that people are doing hackathons and really getting folks engaged into the problem. But real solutions have to come from lots of years and lots of months in the field and kind of really working with the community that you work in.
Anakwa's Seattle startup, Nafundi, develops software that, for example, farmers can use in the most remote part of Uganda where there's no internet connection. But there might be cell service, and people can collect data on Android phones. This is huge. Health workers can use it, police, firefighters. NGOs pay Anakwa to develop this kind of software. For those willing to really invest the time, Anakwa believes there are more opportunities these days to make a living doing social good with technology.
It's relatively straightforward for someone who has an idea to build a piece of software that does something. I think there's also kind of a growing interest in groups in sub-Saharan Africa or NGOs or these kind of do-gooder organizations to look for ways to improve their processes with technology.
More tech businesses are getting involved in the human rights arena, and it's going beyond social corporate responsibility and beyond just PR.
Mark Latinero is a researcher at the University of Southern California. He believes human rights is the place to be in technology today, whether you're a startup or a tech giant. Latinero has done extensive research on the crossover between human trafficking and tech.
Trafficking is actually occurring on some of these networks, which are run by these big technology companies. However, these tech companies are interested in user safety. They understand that if they have a safe environment for their properties and products online, that it's really good business.
Latinero says Microsoft, Google, and IBM are all doing this, even Chase Bank. Its developers are using analytics to catch money laundering, but now also to uncover evidence of sex trafficking. As for UW student Laura McFarlane, her app for girls may not ever get built. That's not what the hackathon was really about.
I definitely learned about a different side of human trafficking. It helped me see it from the perspective of the girls who are getting trafficked. It put a face to the numbers.
Perhaps someday she'll put that knowledge to use in her own tech startup, one that does both social good and pays the bills. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Lerner in Seattle.